This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, who's in a holiday mood this evening. We're going out on the phone now to Steve Hayward, who is also in a holiday mood this evening. He is the Director of Development and Planning for Lansing Township. He is also the Executive Director of Lansing Township Downtown Development Authority. That's a long title, Steve. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm very, very well. Thanks for being with me this evening. I understand you're busy trying to get some shopping done.
Yeah, I'm improving the Michigan economy by being at Meijer's right now. So,
I love that. Well, we'll try to keep the reception good here for you. I appreciate you joining us. There's some really big news coming for the Eastwood Town Center shopping area, which is in Lansing Township, which puts it under your jurisdiction. Tell us about what's coming to the area in this next year or two.
Right. Well, we're implementing a project that we've been working on for about 2.5 years through good economies and bad. And it entails implementing a master plan that we created back in 2005, which is to look at increasing the drawing power of Eastwood. The idea is to allow for more entertainment, shopping, dining that would increase the trade area of Eastwood to start to draw people from Grand Rapids and Southeast Michigan and further north. And that'll be coming online, construction beginning in March and April of 2011, and then will be complete by fall of 2012.
Wow. What is the area specifically that this is in? Most of us in this area are familiar with where Eastwood Town Center currently sits. Is it directly connected or just nearby?
Yeah, it's directly connected to NCG Cinema to the north. It's really about one-third the size of the Eastwood Town Center, so we're going to be building about 120,000 square feet of commercial. And with that, a parking deck that's about 660 parking spaces. So one of the ideas is that at any time on a Friday or Saturday, there's about 450 employees currently working at the town center. And 95% of them drive their own car. And what we're anticipating is the ability to move the employees into the parking deck to free up the parking spaces for the consumer.
Aha. Where is the financing coming from, or how was financing put together? This is a huge project.
It's a complicated project, but part of it was through the American Recovery Act. There is an issuing of certain types of bonds that Ingham County partnered with us and allocated those bonds. They're really for areas that were distressed. And if you think of Lansing Township, we're the only municipality in the United States that lost two General Motors plants simultaneously. So we had about 2.9 million square feet of industrial building removed from our tax roll. So some people have asked, why is Lansing Township being a little bit aggressive in expanding? And the reason being is that we're trying to make up for some of the loss that we received in 2006 and 2007 when General Motors decided to pull out of the township.
Very, very good. If you could tell me, what kind of businesses are you looking to go into, what's coming?
Well, you know, certainly we're trying to add in the retail categories of what we've been told by shoppers and experts that we're missing. So we're still looking for some women's fashion and men's fashion. We're looking for unique dining experiences. We don't want to add, just don't add another Italian restaurant. We don't want to compete with Bravo or a fish restaurant to compete with Mitchell. You want to add new experiences. So although I can't name the restaurants right now, we have a variety of 5 to 6 restaurants that really are new to the market, and they're new experiences at Eastwood.
initially before the Eastwood Town Center, when it was getting up and running and in the works in the building and construction portion, I remember hearing people talk out and about in the community about, you know, would a shopping area like this work that wasn't inside, you know, with all the stores having their own outside interest, given that it's Michigan and we have these winter months and cold and snow. I have never been there when the parking lot wasn't full. So clearly it works.
It certainly has worked, and what it's proven in the last 18 months is even better, it's recession-proof. Although some of the retailers' sales did dip, they didn't dip at the national level, and the restaurants actually, in the majority, never had a reduction in sales. The theater, the restaurants, this entertainment venue and where it's positioned in the region proved that dollars invested to construct at Eastwood are pretty stable, and that's part of the decision-making that went into moving forward. I'll be honest with you, I've been involved with it since the rezoning of the property in 2000. There's a lot of people that had a lot of sleepless nights wondering if this project was going to succeed in Michigan, and it's today I was out there, and parking lot was 95% full.
Well, so clearly, yeah, clearly the answer to that question is self-evident. What about traffic in the area with the expansion? That means more cars coming to the area, hopefully, obviously. What have you done to be ready for that or to prepare for that in advance?
Well, we have some great partnerships that have been formed over the last 10 years with the city of East Lansing, DeWitt Township to the north. And we've been working on a bypass road for Lake Lansing Road, which would be the Coleman Road extension that would go under 127. We've also been able to study the Lake Lansing corridor and really identify that there's a couple of easy fixes that we can do that will help congestion. And it's really taking the lights. There's seven lights out there that really need to be timed and connected. And so when you think of, you know, Saginaw and Oakland are probably the two best examples of coordinated signals and progressions. If you drive the corridor today, there's a lot of stop-and-go traffic, and that robs the capacity and it hurts the environment from an air quality standard approach. So one of the things that we'll be doing is working with East Lansing, MDOT, Ingham County Road Commission, to get those lights timed and talking to one another, and that's really the smartest way to manage traffic, and that'll be a noticeable difference immediately. And Lansing Township has pledged through our DDA to fund 50% of that improvement. So now it's really up to the other communities to identify where the remaining money is going to come from.
Very good. Now, you're, as I mentioned off the top, the Director of Development and Planning for Lansing Township, but also Executive Director of the Lansing Township DDA. Those roles are working together on this project, or do you put on two different hats for different parts of it?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I have to wear both hats. Lansing Township's a relatively small unit of government. Although when we're going to hold ourselves to the same standard that we would a developer. And so that means that we're going to submit our own application to the Planning Commission Township Board. Most likely have an independent review by a third party to make a staff report or staff recommendation back to the Planning Commission Township Board, because we don't want to do anything that we wouldn't normally expect a developer to do, and vice versa. But at the same time, it's a little disingenuous. If we come up with a plan, we review the plan, and then we approve the plan. So it's probably, we've done a lot of vetting and we've had a lot of oversight on the project, and this would just be another example of that, where we ask for an outside consultant to make sure that we're doing everything according to our own ordinances.
Very good. Very good. Well, Steve, I'm going to let you get back to that Christmas shopping. I appreciate you being with me, and I think the folks of Mid-Michigan can look forward to a major expansion at Eastwood Town Center area, a lifestyle shopping area in 2012 when it's finished, and we'll be excited to watch it in progress as well. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Thank you.
Good night. Steve Hayward, Director of Development and Planning for Lansing Township, also Executive Director of Lansing Township Downtown Development Authority. We're going to take a break right here on Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS, Cheryl Fritz and Scott Eckersley. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mel Kelling, who's owner of Tannenbaum, Tree Farm. And we'll look forward to some of the things he has today, some great stories and traditions. We'll be right back.